Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together about hope when you're discouraged and drained.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Hope When You're Discouraged and Drained. Written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." The weight felt heavier than usual. I sat numb during my morning prayer time that Sunday morning, not even sure I could muster the strength to shower for church. God gets it. He still loves me if I miss just this once. But I couldn't. I have 5 people counting on me to be role models of faith, counting on me for absolutely everything. At least that's the recent weight I had been carrying. And the heaviness was compounding to near paralyzation. I dragged myself to the bathroom where my seemingly much lighter husband was tending to his own pre-church preparations. He casually remarked on an email that he'd just opened concerning a missing assignment from one of our kids' teachers, but it hit me more like a bomb to the soul. Have you ever received something so small that managed to push you over the edge? A single drop of water that made the swelling balloon inside finally burst. That was it for me. A mere missing assignment, and the floodgates opened. A cry of enough escaped my soul and over my eyelids. Life had compounded, along with loads of discouraging feelings of falling short, and at last, I was left empty. By the help and grace of God, I made the choice to pick up my resistant feet and go to church anyway. And when I showed up, so did he. The music began and I stood in song while tears returned and rolled down my cheeks. But this time, they were surprisingly streaked with encouragement. Tiny drops of hope released as melodies of surrender and praise poured out as I opened and turned my heart toward the Lord. What do you do when you sense the heavy weight of the world? When you become overwhelmed with discouragement or find yourself drained of all strength and left with little hope? Do you turn toward the Lord to refill your spirit and strength? I wish I could tell you that my soul did a complete 180 as the worship music and truths of God flooded my heart that Sunday morning. But that's not exactly how it happened. In fact, sometimes God only gives subtle nudges of hope to simply point us back to him. Small tastes of his goodness, reminding us where to return for our true source of hope and help. But in the same way, the one bit of news about a child falling behind in school was my breaking point. One speck of hope and encouragement from God can initiate a swelling impact in a positive direction, rebounding your heart with hope and offering delightful tastes of the goodness of God, sweet blessings that lighten your load as you take refuge in him. Whether you're currently weighed down by responsibility or expectations, or you're drained due to disappointment and discouragement, I'd like to encourage you to take one step with God. Go to church when you feel you can't. Offer a song of surrender and praise. Make a list of what you're thankful for. Memorize an encouraging Bible verse. Or consider pausing for 5 minutes of prayer in the mid-afternoon. Take just one step with God. Gather small moments from Him and with Him when you're feeling weighed down with heavy loads. And little by little, day by day, you will taste and see that the Lord is good, as His presence and promises lift the weight and uplift you. Keep turning to Him and walking hand in hand with Him, and He will fuel your joy and restore your hope. Let's pray. Precious Lord, You are so full of goodness, mercy, and unfailing love. But even still, there is hurt and heaviness in the world. I feel it in my world. And too often, I allow responsibilities, expectations, and disappointments to weigh me down. I let discouragement and defeat slip in, and I become drained. Forgive me for not always turning to You. Forgive me for not always taking hold of Your hand and stepping side by side with You. Lord, will You help me to remember to do just that, to take one step at a time, one day at a time, looking to You, leaning more on You, taking more and more delight in You and all the beautiful things that You have to offer. Blessings that continually, abundantly surround me. Remind me that it is You who always lightens my load, that there is always hope in You, and remind me to taste and see that You are good. Thank You for giving me the gift of hope as I take steps with You and take refuge in You. Thank You for Your goodness and faithfulness. In Your gracious Son's name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.